Hello children, today I'll be starting the next chapter from your computer textbook, Browsing the Internet. The Internet is a worldwide network of computers which allows sharing of information. The Internet connects millions of computers around the world. Thus, we need the Internet for communication, research, education and business. The basic requirements to get connected to the Internet is a modem, Internet service provider, phone line and web browser. The ISP or Internet service provider is an organization that provides the Internet service. The modem is a device which helps you to get connected to the Internet. The web browser is a software which helps you to access the contents of web pages. There are different parts to a browser window, such as address bar, where you type the address of a website. Tabs, which opens many websites at the same time. Favorites, which helps you to store your favorite web pages. History, which displays the sites or work which you have visited or done recently or in the past few days, and so on. Navigation buttons, which helps you to navigate through the browser back and forth. Now children, we come to the World Wide Web or WWW. Which is a huge collection of pages containing text, pictures, audios and videos. This is also known as the web in short, from which you can surf the internet from one website to another. A website has many pages in it. Thus, hyperlinks help us to move from one page to another as the pages of the World Wide Web are connected. The search engine is where you search for a particular topic or a site of your own choice. So children, this is just a short brief description of the entire chapter, Browsing the Internet. You need to read through the entire chapter thoroughly so as to answer the questions in the worksheet. Thank you.